Hey guys, it's Kinsey, and this is Keeping the Faith with Kinsey. Join me while I read Forgiven. At this, Joseph knew that his brothers really had changed. They cared so much for their little brother and for how upset their father would be. Any one of them would have given himself up to save Benjamin. Crying tears of joy, Joseph hugged them and told them who he really was. He told them not to feel bad for treating him poorly, for it all had been part of God's plan. "I was sent to rule in Egypt so you would not starve in Canaan," he said. At first, they could hardly believe that this great man was their long-lost brother. But when they did, they were filled with joy, for they had many years to feel sorry for what they had done. Joseph gave his brothers food and gifts and sent them home to tell their father the good news. When Jacob was told that his beloved son Joseph was alive and well and governor of all Egypt, he could hardly believe his ears. But when he saw all the fine gifts that Joseph had sent him, he had to believe his eyes. When Jacob gathered up all his belongings and his herds and flocks, he and all his family traveled to Egypt, where Pharaoh had promised them good farmland. Joseph came to meet his father in a great chariot, and the reunion was just as happy as you could possibly imagine. Thanks for joining me today. Stay tuned to Christian FM as we continue Stories of the Bible each weekday.